Yay! We get to play games today!
I love games.
Me too. Now, games actually, well, often when we say games, people think of sports, right? Like a baseball game, a basketball game. But there are other games you can play inside where you don't have to get hot and sweat and do stuff, right?
Chess,
right? We talk about board games.
Board games.
Now, not like, I'm bored. This game is boring. I'm bored. No, we're talking about games you play on a special kind of table. That's called a board. B-O-A-R-D. Chess, checkers, Chinese checkers, mahjong, cards, right?
Mahjong.
You can play all of these. These
are inside. You call mahjong the kind of board games?
It's a board game, sure.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because you play it sitting down at a table. So, you might call that a game. So we're talking about all those. And then, of course, there's these sort of puzzle games like Sudoku, things you play with paper and pencil.
那也算是 puzzle.
Yeah.
Sudoku 很红耶。
Those are games too. Anything that's fun, entertaining, and something you can do just to enjoy yourself, we can call that a game.
So what kind of games are we playing today?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out. So let's check out our article about games.
My big and loving family.
I have a big family, and they're a lot of fun. My dad is a bright science teacher. He shares many great ideas with us. Mom is an actress, and we see her on TV sometimes. However, she is humble and tries to live a simple life.My little brother is in the first grade. He's shy and becomes nervous in front of strangers. People say I'm very polite because I always say please and thank you.
Word power!
Bright, bright. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school. Humble, humble. The rich man is humble and gives food to people in need.The rich man is humble and gives food to people in need. Shy, shy. The shy dog hides under the table all the time. The shy dog hides under the table all the time. Polite, polite.It's not polite to wear hats inside the building. It's not polite to wear hats inside the building.
All right. Well, we're going to find out about a family here. It says, I have a big family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people have big families, many, many people. And they're a lot of fun.Sounds nice. My dad is a bright science teacher. Wow, so every time you see her dad, you have to wear your sunglasses because he's like the sun.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. They are a lot of fun. What does that mean?
The family, the people in the family.
They are very humorous.
Yeah, it's great to be around them. Maybe they play games a lot. They laugh a lot. They always have a good time. You're never bored. You're never sad when you're around...this family, because they're a lot of fun. And dad is a bright science teacher.
Bright.
Yeah, now...
Shining.
Yeah, of course, bright doesn't exactly mean that in this sentence. Bright does often mean lights, right? If the light is very strong, if you have to close your eyes, like when you look at the sun, that is one idea for the word bright. Here, though, we're talking about smart. Someone who has a good brain, who's smart, who learns things very quickly... We would call that person very bright.
Mm. 所以除了 smart 之外，还可以用 bright 来形容一个人很聪明耶，很聪明，很聪慧，学事情学得很快。Bright, smart,
intelligent, quick. You could also say quick.
Oh, quick.
You're very quick. Your brain works very fast.
Clever,
good one.
And smart.
I guess we're not very bright. We can only think of five words. Bright in this way and bright in, oh my gosh, that's a strong light.
Mm-hmm.
They're spelt the same. B-R-I-G-H-T. B-R-I-G-H-T. But of course, it's not brigate. It's bright. Right. Our example sentence. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school because he watches A-plus English, too.
That's right. 所以聪明的学生还要收看我们的 show, 而且呢还要努力的 practice, 然后才会 get good grades.
Mm-hmm. Dad is also very bright. It says he shares many great ideas with us. So he has these ideas and he tells everyone and they all go, wow, what a good thing to do. What a great idea.
About science?
About anything.
Oh, about anything.
Anything.
Great.
I'm not sure. Let's move on to Mom. Mm-hmm. Mom is an actress. Ooh. And we see her on TV sometimes.
Really?
Wow, she's famous. Maybe it's like Julia Roberts or...
Julia Roberts.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Someone like that. Mom is an actress. We see her on TV, so she's a TV actress.
Uh-huh.
However, she is humble and tries to live a simple life. Well, that's nice.
Oh.
Okay, humble in this sentence is kind of the opposite of proud.
Mm.
Someone who's proud is like, yeah, I'm so good. Yeah, everybody loves me. I know, I'm fantastic. Humble is the opposite. Like, no, I'm okay. Uh-huh. No, you're much better than me. So you're not kind of showing off to people. You're still a little bit shy. Even if you are good, you don't need to tell everyone how good you are.
No.
Humble. H-U-M-B-L-E. H-U-M-B-L-E.
So,
you're such a great teacher, Anna.
Oh, no.
You're such a great mom.
Thank you.
You're such a great wife. You're wonderful.
Not really, thank you.
See, she's being very humble.
That's our culture, you know.
I know, it's well,
do you have this kind of culture in Canada?
Yeah, in Canada and also in England, people are often, they feel uncomfortable being proud. It's more normal for them to be humble.
How about in America?
I guess it depends on the person, but sometimes people think Americans are a little more proud, but I think it really depends on the person. You can find proud people all over the world, and humble people all over the world,
okay. too. Okay, 所以不管是这个国家的文化的差异，或者是其实麦克会比较强调，真的是看个人。像我们会强调，在我们的东方的文化里面，一定要谦虚啊，就算自己很好，真的也不能够说自己很好。这种所谓的谦虚的、谦逊的，在英文当中有这个形容词哦，就叫做 humble, humble。Humble.
Mm-hmm. For example, the rich man is humble and gives food to people in need. The rich man is humble and gives food to people in need. So he's also very kind.
That's right.
That's
所以有钱的人啊，不骄傲，没有很 proud， 但是却非常的 humble， 而且还会帮助需要帮助的人。好，所以我们看看啊，妈妈是一个演员，有时候会在电视上看到她。然而呢，她非常的humble， 很谦虚，而且希望 live a simple life， 希望过一个比较简单的生活。因为我们会觉得在这个荧幕面前的这些艺人啊，可能生活都是非常的rich， a rich life， 或者是 colorful life， 但是妈妈希望过一个 simple life。
That's right. We can also use humble to talk about a place too. Like a rich person might live in a humble home. You might think, wow, you're rich, you could live in a big place, like a castle or something. But they actually have just a little house or a small apartment, and by walking in, you wouldn't knowthat this person is really, really rich, because it's simple. It's not kind of showing off. That's the idea of humble. You're not showing off. You're not telling everyone or showing everyone how great or rich or whatever you are. You're being a little bit quiet about it. And that's okay.
所以你这样讲话蛮重要的，因为 humble 就是变成它的真正的重点在于不炫耀。所以它除了修饰人之外，还可以修饰东西。就像如果这个房子啊，简简单单的，然后不会很大，这个房子也可以叫做 a humble house.
That's right. Now let's move on to other people in the family.It continues, my little brother is in the first grade.
一年级
Yeah, so he's very young. How old? Seven years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the first grade. He's shy and becomes nervous in front of strangers.
Most kids are like that.
Yeah, some young kids, lots of young kids can be shy. If you're shy...Being around people you don't know can make you feel a little uncomfortable, a little bit nervous.
Right.
You're not the kind of person who talks a lot and, hey, everybody, look at me! No, if people look at you, you might feel really uncomfortable. That's the worst thing.
So self-awareness.
Exactly. It might be hard for them to make new friends or to talk to people they don't know very well. They'll I'm fine. Thank you. I gotta go. All right, bye. You know, so it's kind of hard for them to stand up in front of a big group of people and do something because that makes them very nervous. S-H-Y. S-H-Y is how we spell shy. Were you shy when you were a kid?
I think so.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I used to hide upstairs when my parents had friends over. I would...
尤其是在 strangers 的前面就觉得很非常 nervous.
Yeah, but you're not shy now.
It depends.
Okay, when would you become shy?
Oh, I won't tell you.
Oh, okay, all right. So we'll have to find out how to make...Anna feel shy.
Anyways, 重点是 shy 到底是什么意思呢？在中文就是很害羞的意思，常觉得很不好意思，很害羞，不是在大众面前不是落落大方，而是 shy 非常害羞。
That's right, and it's not just people who are shy. Animals can be shy too. For example, the shy dog hides under the table all the time. The shy dog hides under the table all the time. I used to have a shy cat.And it would always hide under the bed all the time.
Really?
When strange people came over, it would hear the door open, and it would run under the bed and never come out all the time that strange people are there. So animals can be shy, too.
动物也可以用 shy 这个字来形容他们哦。
All right. Now, the other person is, of course, the person writing the story. That's another person in the family. And she continues, people say, I'm very polite.Because I always say please and thank you. Right. If you say please and thank you, you probably are polite. If you're polite, you have good manners. You show respect for other people. You never say, give that to me or I want. You say, please may I have and thank you and you're welcome and things
and
like that.
Excuse me, or I'm sorry
if you bump into someone.
Right.
Yeah, so you have good manners and you always think about other people's feelings before you think about your own. P-O-L-I-T-E. P-O-L-I-T-E.
所以这个有礼貌的啊其实就是有 good manners, 有礼貌。所以到底这个形容词是什么呢就是刚才 Mike 拼给你们的 polite. Polite.而如果这个人没有礼貌或者是这个行为举止没有礼貌的话可以在这个字的前面加 I am, impolite.、Impolite 就变成没有礼貌的意思。
And another word like impolite, rude, R-U-D-E, rude. That's not the way to go about things.
粗鲁或者是没礼貌 rude.
Yeah, you want to be polite. For example, it's not polite to wear hats inside the building.It's not polite to wear hats inside the building.
Right.
It's true sometimes when you go to a church or a temple or somewhere like that, right? People might tell you, take your hat off. I don't know about now, but it used to be not polite to wear hats when you're eating, when you sit down to eat at the table. Yeah, then, you know, a few years ago, now things change a little bit. But if you watch the old movies, right, a man would always take his hat off when he sat down to eat. So there you go. Good behavior, being polite.All important things, and that's our first visit with our family.
Okay, 所以我们今天学到了四个单字，待会就可以试着填填看哦，看看能不能把它填到 word puzzle 里面。学了什么字呢？如果形容一个人很聪明的话，英文叫做
bright。
如果这个人很聪明又不骄傲，很谦虚
humble。
可是他这个人好像有一点害羞耶。
Shy.
嗯哼，虽然害羞，但是还是蛮有礼貌的。
Polite.
嗯， bright, humble, shy, polite.
You are all of those things. You are all of those things, Anna.
You too, Mike.
No.
Oh, don't be shy.
No. Okay, I'm fantastic. Is that it? Are we done? Okay, we're done. We'll be back with the family, more about the family next time. See you then.
Fantastic.
心事若无讲出来，有啥人会知？有时阵想要说出满腹的悲哀。
大家好，我是 AB 塔。刚刚歌词的意思呢，是心事如果没有说，谁会知道呢？有时候想要道尽自己满腹的心酸。可是你不觉得这句话很有 feel 吗？难道你们不觉得有时候一些话过了那个 timing 就很难再开口了呢？是的， When you don't talk, there are a lot of things that end up unsaid. When you don't talk, there are a lot of things that end up unsaid. 保持沉默，很多话就再也说不出口了。刚刚的句型我们看到了 end up， 意思是落得最后怎样怎样的意思，而 end up 最后常接形容词或是 ving， 所以刚刚句子后面的 unsaid 是形容词，意思是未说出口的。同学们，其实啊，我们应该常常把自己的意见说出口，只要愿意开口，一定会有人倾听的嘛。那不然憋久了是会得内伤的哦，记得要找个人说出来哦。
Chit chat.
Lala， 等一下有钢琴课 ，piano class。
嗯，可是，一般英文我们都会说 piano lesson。
嗯，那 class 跟 lesson 怎么分啊？不是都有课程的意思吗？
一般我们比较常用 class 来表示某一个科目的课程 ，for example math class, English class, etc. 那常见的片语有 in class， 也就是上课中的意思 ，for example no talking in class。还有我们也常见片语 have 什么什么 class， 就是上什么课的意思 ，for example I have art class on Fridays。另外 class 还可以用来表示上同一堂课的整班学生哦。 Class can also mean a group of students who are taught together. 不过 lesson 这个字哦，虽然它也可以当作课程的意思，可是它比较是用在传授技能的课程，因此像是钢琴课啊，我们英文就会用 piano lesson， 或是驾训班我们也会用 driving lesson。另外 lesson 还可以指让人有所领悟的提醒或者是教训哦，所以常常会看到这样的片语 teach somebody a lesson 来表示给某人教训，或者是 learn a lesson 来表示学到教训哦。 For example, having my money stolen really taught me a lesson. I'll never leave my bag open again.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然 class 和 lesson 一般都可以当作一门课程的意思，不过其实一般我们比较常用到 class 这个字，而且它是用在像是学校我们可以学到的课，像是 math class, art class 等等。另外 class 还可以当作全班学生的意思哦。而 lesson 这个字我们比较会用在表示技术性的课程，像是钢琴课我们就会说 piano lessons。
My big and loving family.
I have a big family, and they're a lot of fun. My dad is a bright science teacher. He shares many great ideas with us. Mom is an actress, and we see her on TV sometimes. However, she is humble
and tries to live a simple life. My little brother is in the first grade. He's shy and becomes nervous in front of strangers. People say I'm very polite because I always say please and thank you.
Bright, bright. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school. Charlie is a bright student and gets good grades at school. Humble, humble. The rich man is humble and gives food to people in need. The rich man is humble and gives food to people in need. Shy, shy. The shy dog hides under the table all the time. The shy dog hides under the table all the time. Polite, polite. It's not polite to wear hats inside the building. It's not polite to wear hats inside the building.